الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على بشير النذير محمداً. مولاي صلِّ وسلِّم دائماً أبداً على طه سيد المرسلين. بلِّغ سلامي روضةً فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دُفِنَت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. وقال تعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قوموا ليلها وصوموا نهارها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. As I've recited these two ayats with regard to the revelation of the Quran Sharif, the one Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. We have sent down this Quran Sharif in a blessed night. Inna kunna mundirin. We warn the people of all right things, stay away from wrong things, etc. Inna kunna fiha yufrahu kullu amrin hakim. And it is at that night that all matters are decided and sorted out. Right to right, left to left, all things are sorted out. The other ayat, which is the famous ayat of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. There also Allah says, we have revealed it, the Quran Sharif, in Laylatul Qadr. That is famous, the night of power, which is amongst the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Normally, as we take it, though there is much more detail in there. So, yeah, ulama have discussed this at great length and detail, that in which night was the Quran Sharif revealed. One place Allah says, Layla Mubarakah. And the other place Allah says, Laylatul Qadr. Both are in the Quran Sharif. And with regard to both, in the hadith also revelations come. So it appears that which is the true night, Allah reward our ulama. They have made the reconciliation and explained it, and it's not difficult to understand at all. Amongst many explanations, Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah Ali, has also given a beautiful explanation. But with a more explanation which is easy to understand, that Allah revealed the whole Quran Sharif in one night from Lawh-e Mahfuz. That is where the Quran Sharif originally is. And from there, Allah revealed it, the whole Quran Sharif, to the lower sky of the earth, our high sky, to there. And from there, bit by bit, over 23 years. Then ulama say, the one night is Laylatul Qadr and the other one is Laylatul Mubarakah. Whichever one it is, but this is how the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala has revealed it. And in there we get reconciliation with all the ahadith, the words of the Sahaba, great, great ulama, that the middle night of Shaban, which is this night, in which things are decided, in which there is lot of barakat and lot of anwarat of Allah Ta'ala. That is also on its place, and Laylatul Qadr is also 100% on its place. Another explanation of this is that with regard to this night. It is famous and it comes in plenty of hadith that our actions are presented to Allah Ta'ala and then the decisions are made for the coming year. According to our actions, what goes up, according to that, comes down. So if our actions were good, decisions are made for us. If our actions were bad, Allah protect us, then for us it is bad condition that will come. So that also Ulama explained, all this happens also in this night, Laylatul Mubarakah, the middle night of Shaban. And it stretches over for 40 days about till Laylatul Qadr. This whole period, this effort, this whole system carries on. This work carries on from here until Laylatul Qadr. That also the ulama have written. So it's not difficult for us. And very easy to understand. Two people were eating food. They were sharing food. They were eating. So the one asked the other one, your father? He said, my father passed away long ago. Oh, your father passed away. Yeah, what happened? That he, this difficulty, that difficulty, we went this whole long story. And he's carrying on. Then he realized he put me into a long story and all the food is getting finished. He's eating one way and he put me to in a long narrative, in a long story. So then he realized, so he said, I must also do the same with him. And your father? He said, my father got one heart attack, he passed away. And he carried on eating. So just like that, with regard to this nights also and many other matters of deen, there are many people who go into long discussions. This is the night, that is not the night, this is the proof, that is the proof. Long, long. And all this has been done by our ulama. Great, great ulama. For us, in our context, for example, not so long ago, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Mahmoodul Hassan Diobandi, Maulana Rashid Ahmad, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Rahmatullah, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakari Saab, Hazrat Muhammad Shaykh Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab, Allama Sayyid bin Nuri, Rahmatullah. Great, great people. They have already done everything for us. Now for us, we don't have to go in the long discussion. We must just do what we have to do. So simple it is for us. Now we also want to get involved and reinvent the wheel all the time. It has been done. All the tahqiq and the finding, great, great ulama have done. And they observe this both nights, middle night of Shaban also, and Laylatul Qadr, the whole ummah also. So they have done all that already. Another example is, like we're having some function, so some people will be discussing, must we have dar chawal or curry kichri? Somebody will say, this is more expensive, that is cheaper, easy to make, this difficult, this gets digested easily, that takes long to get that. All discussion. Must we have biryani or must we have akhni? Some people will carry on, and other people will eat akhni also and biryani also. And other people will eat dar chawal also, and they will eat curry kichri also. Or some people go in long discussion, is BMW better or Mercedes-Benz better? So they will talk and talk about it, and other people will be going in the Mercedes and the BM also. So we don't have to worry of that long discussion. And our great ulama of India, Pakistan, who are our, and they are ulama of the highest caliber in every field, in hadith, in fiqh, in taqwa, in the understanding of deen, in all fields. So we just have to follow them. So easy. We ordinary people, where are we going to make tahqiq and find out? And who must we follow? Somebody will say, follow me. Then we say, we rather follow Maulana Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah. He was of a greatest level. We follow Allama Sayyid bin Nuri Rahmatullah. All those people. So it's very easy for us both. And then see also for this night, what a beautiful dua we have been given. Why deprive ourselves of this dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu, read with me, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa'udhu bi'ridaka min sakhatik, wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhu, la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayt ala nafsi. So read this dua, we have the opportunity. Why go into all worry about the dispute? We must do our thing. And what a dua. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. Be afwika in your forgiveness. from your punishment. Don't punish me. Give me your forgiveness, O Allah. وَعُوذُ بِأَخْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِ وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. And O Allah, I seek your protection in your pleasure, in you being happy with me from your displeasure. From instead of being dishappy with me, unhappy with me, be happy with me. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. And I seek your protection with you, from you. That is, with you all your qualities of forgiveness, kindness, etc., all that. From you, your quality of punishment, your quality of taking revenge, or from that I seek protection. So what a beautiful dua. And ulama, Allah reward them very greatly. This one dua, and in this night, we can do our sair, our journey of Mi'raj, we can do in this night. And start from point zero, and reach right by Allah Ta'ala. And what is that? That the first part of this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. So the punishment of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah are the acts of Allah, what Allah does. Then the next is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhati. And I seek your protection from your displeasure in your pleasure. Those are the qualities of Allah. So we started in what the works of Allah Ta'ala, and we went into the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. And from there, a'udhu bika minka, that is the zat and the being of Allah Ta'ala. That now we have reached, we started from the works of Allah to the qualities of Allah, and we reach right to Allah Ta'ala. So in this one night, and when we read this dua, and read it as often, as much as we can in this night, and in this night we can complete our sair, our journey to Allah Ta'ala. We are at point zero, and we can reach right by Allah Ta'ala. Then the other night, what a beautiful dua also, which we all know also, read it also, you can read it this night also, but it's the night for the Shab-e Qadr. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are afu, you are an embodiment of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Oh, not only you forgive, you love to forgive. Not only you love to forgive, you are forgiveness. Like somebody you say, you are generosity. You are love. You are beauty. You are kindness. That means those qualities are fully in that person. So Allah is of many qualities. Allah is His quality of afu, of forgiving. And more than that, tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. And every person, what he loves to do, what is his hobby, what is his pet subject, he just enjoys it. So you love to hibbul afwa. So just do what you love to do. Fa'afu anni, forgive me, my Allah. So that is for Shab-e Qadr. But we can read it here also. So why deprive ourselves of these du'as? This night read this du'a. That night read that du'a. That night read this du'a also. This night read that du'a also. So don't deprive ourselves. Allah has given us all this great opportunity. And also let us understand that the discussions of hadith, which hadith we can make amal on, we hear this nowadays very common. Even ordinary people, it's a weak hadith. It's a fabricated hadith, etc. There is a common discussion, everyone comes to it. So there are various criteria of ulama, great of ulama, jaraha or ta'adir, who categorize the hadith, which is fit to be quoted, spoken about, which is to be practiced, etc. So for example, the ulama of Syria have got their criteria. And today, one, in a sense, a sad thing, that many of us, we are following that criteria of the ulama of Syria. Then you have the ulama of Saudiya, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, who by and large are Salafis. They don't follow the imams. They feel they can take out all masalas on their own directly from hadith and Quran. And these Salafis in India, Pakistan, they are known as Ahle Hadith. They are known as Ghair Muqallid. My mother-in-law, Marhuma, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, so a great pious lady, Sadat, family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they come from Rajasthan in India, tongue. And in their family, lot are Hanafis also and lot are Ghair Muqallid also. Ahle Hadith also. So she should say very commonly, having lived with them, knowing them in the same family. Husband, wife, mother, daughters, children, son. Some are Hanafis, some are Ahle Hadith. So she should say, yeah, Ahle Hadith nahi ye, ye Ahle Khabis hai. These people, they just got ulterior motives. They've got false motives. What is it? They don't want to make amal. So, but they want to still show we are pious. And we are more pious. So why we don't want to make amal on this? Is a weak hadith. Is this kind of hadith. Is that because they don't want to make amal. So that is the condition of the Salafis on the one side. So, and on the other side again, we get the Barelvis, who concoct so many things. And that also is clear as us. We normally know what are the wrong things. For this night also, they make some halwa and they distribute it. Allah save us, not good and not necessary to go into detail. But like India, Pakistan, firecrackers, they burst on this night. Now where can that be ibadat? So they've gone on that extreme. The one side, the Salafis, and these people, Ahle Hadith, every practical hadith of virtue, of making ibadat, weak hadith. Anything this, weak hadith. That, weak hadith. And these people, all new things, bid'at, they brought in. In between is the perfect path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, of the Ulama'i Diyoban. The perfect path, which Allah has given us ready. We don't have to go and investigate also. Great, great stalwarts have presented it for us, ready for us. You got roast on the table, you got chicken, you got fish, you got everything. You don't have to go and now grow the chicken. And you don't have to go and grow the, and then slaughter it, and then clean it, and then put the masala, and all that. And you don't have to go in the long discussion that cook it first and put the masala from on top. Or first make the masala, and then put the food inside and let it mix properly. You don't need all that, it's ready, you just eat it. But some people get so involved in all that discussion and they don't get chance to eat. And the other people, they don't get involved in all the discussion that how your father passed away. Big story. They don't get, my father, one heart attack, he finished. And then we just now get busy with the eating. So this also our, the ibadat of this night. So when Allah Ta'ala, so you have the ulama of Syria, the ulama of Saudi, the ulama of Egypt got their criteria. The ulama of Jordan got their criteria. Ulama of Malaysia, Indonesia. We got our ulama of India and Pakistan. And great, great ulama, which surpass other ulama. Oh, what and what Allah has not blessed us. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Maulana with Tabligh Jamaat. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi with Darul Ulum Dioban. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gango, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahmatullah alayhi. With all tasawwuf and islah and darja ihsan, Allah has given us stalwarts. And till today, the people of the world are going to learn Tabligh from our ulama. They are learning the proper deen from our ulama. They are learning the proper tasawwuf and ihsan from our ulama. We got it, we not making qadr. The people, the Arabs are going, the non-Arabs are going, people of the world are taking, but we are not taking advance. So our great, great ulama, follow them. So, for this night, and every other night, let us not just make this one big night. That is a complete wrong notion. Isha namaz is not for us only on this night. Today our masjid, mashallah, is full. From wall to wall, full. Right till the back, full. On top, full. And tomorrow night, last night, Isha namaz is for us every night. There is more virtue in this night, no doubt. But it is for us. Let us make this night the platform and the stage from which now our whole life, every day, Isha, we will be here. And it comes in the hadith, the ibadat of this night and of all nights is so easy and so great and so easy and so rewarding. For example, make our Isha with Jamaat and our Fajr with Jamaat, we get the whole night's ibadat. Sleep the whole night, but you made your Isha with Jamaat, you made your Fajr, you get the sawab of the whole night's ibadat. This is not only for Ramadan, it's not only for tonight's Shab-e-Barat, it is for every night. Allah give us all tawfiq. As many will be here for Fajr, alhamdulillah, we see that every year. But not all. Of how many are here? Perhaps a third will be here for Fajr. Or a quarter will be here. But every day, make this irada now. This is a night of tawbah. So make tawbah that we were not making our namaz, or we were not making it with jamaat. We were not making it in the masjid. And from now we determine, I'm going to make all my namaz, not only Fajr and Isha, all my namazes with jamaat in the masjid. Inshallah, make that niyat in our heart. Then for example it comes, you just make wudu and sleep. Wudu, how long will it take us to make wudu? 2 minutes. Most 3 minutes to make wudu. And we'll sleep how long? 6 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, whatever. With 2 minutes we made wudu, whole night, our ruh, not our body. The most important in our composition is the ruh, not the body. The ruh will be in sajda, not at Kaaba Sharif, by the arsh of Allah. Just by the 2 minutes wudu we made, and whole night, our ruh will be in sajda by the arsh of Allah. So easy to make our ibadah. For example, also it comes that a person who will read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, that is in the fourth supara, the last quarter, the ruku just before the last quarter. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. About 2 pages, so it will take us about 1.5 minutes, the most 2 minutes to read. But the sawab, as though you are in ibadat the whole night. So if we just read that, not only this night, every night of the year, we just read that one ruku, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, till the end, till the surah, and you get the sawab as though you are in ibadat the whole night. Why are we depriving ourselves? Let's see logic in business. As a poet says very nicely, dunya mein teri akal kya kar gayi, dunya mein wo kaha mar gayi. When it's the dunya's matters, then our brains really work. We know many of us, when we are doing some work and we got some laborers, not only here, throughout the world this is, laborers, and you're digging a hole, for example, you're going to plant a tree. You got a tree from overseas, and it was transported also, you know, how lot care has to be taken, so that it doesn't die. So you got it there one side, a bit distance, 1 meter away from the hole. And you're telling that person, dig here, beware this. Somebody will say, but so far, where is going to hit there? Don't hit the tree. You dig here. And next you say, pah, he hits there. You say, eh, but these people got no brains, man. You told them, you're there with them supervising, and there he went and damaged that there. But then the next day when he wants to steal from you, then you say, eh, what brains these people got? Where your mind cannot reach, how they... So everyone Allah gave brains, and we are all using our brains, but it's just a matter of where we use it. We, to make money, Indian people, Gujarati people, Indian people, to make money, big business people. Throughout the world they are known. They make a lot of money. But when it comes to deen, why don't our brains work? Make here the Prophet. So just read that one ruku, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, and whole night's ibadat throughout the year you can get. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in 21 Supara, and Tabarakalladhi, the first surat of 29 Supara. A person who reads these two surats between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we can get sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So why are we depriving ourselves? And our dunya's earnings, what we make, will be just, we'll go away, we'll leave it all behind. But what we did for akhirat, we are going to it. And it will be there for us, not a million, 10 million, billion, trillion, quadrillion years, forever and ever it will be for us. So this is this opportunity. So just read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarakalladhi, try and read it every night of the year between Maghrib and Isha. And these riwayat are narrated by Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah, great alim, in his famous kitab Tafsir Durre Mansur, that you get the sawab of whole night ibadat if you read these two surahs between Maghrib and Isha. Then there is one riwayat in Durre Mansur that a person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda at night, then this surat will come on the day of Qiyamah. It will have two wings. It will protect him. Nobody can interfere. And it will announce, La Sabila Ali. La Sabila Ali. Nobody can touch this person. No azab can come near this person. It will be there for your practice, for your protection. The same, in the same kitab, the other one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this, Alif Lam, Meem, Sajda is Najiyun. It gives you salvation. It takes you out of your problems. Like you are in a prison, it takes you out from there. You are heavily sick in hospital, ICU, it will take you out from there. You got the worst financial problems, it will take you out from there. You got the worst domestic problems, husband, wife fighting over family feuds, which are unfortunately so common today, it will take you out from there. This surah is Najiyun. And then it protects you. So a person who will read the surah, Khalid ibn Ma'dan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is a narrator of this hadith. He says that I was informed of a person that you read this surah. He was a very big sinner, very big gunegar sinner, and he should do nothing else but make sure he reads this surah. So when he came by Allah ta'ala, then the surah interceded, Ya Allah, he read me always. He never left reading me, and I intercede on his behalf. Allah said, I accept your intercession, and I have forgiven him, and I'm raising his stages in Jannah. So valuable. And this surah, about, what's it, 3.5, 4 pages, 4 pages. How long will it take us to read? So between Maghrib and Isha, try and read. In another riwayat, it comes in the same kitab, Durr-e Manthoor. Allama Suyuti, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that this surah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra'u munjiyah. Read Munjiya, the one that gives you salvation. Alif Lam Mim Tanzeel. That is the surah, Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And he then, he says that this surah, in the qabr, it will plead to Allah Ta'ala. And say, oh Allah, I am interceding for this person. If I'm in your Quran Sharif, accept my intercession. Otherwise, rub me out, delete me from your Quran Sharif. It can't be deleted. Then Allah accepts him and saves him from the azab of the qabr. And the azab of qabr is not just the word. Allah save us all. Think of it every day. Alone we will be in the qabr. Nobody, no cell phone, no emergency numbers, no SOS message, nothing. No emergency service, no paramedics can come, no police, army can come. We and our amal there. And if we did these amal, how lot is going to help us? This is the occasion. There's not the occasion to go in long discussion and disputes and proving myself right and you prove it. It's the time. Allah says, all this is for the amilin, those who make amal. Not only the alimin, not those who know. If we know and we're not practicing, in fact, it is worse for us. We knew and we didn't do what we had to do. And this reward is for the amilin, those people who do. So these surahs have got great. And Allama Suyuti says, all these virtues are for Tabarakalladhi also, as it is for Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So let us try and read every day between Maghrib and Isha, and we will get all this reward. Then see, for example, this night, every day, let us read at least 100 times Durood Sharif. Salawat ala Nabi. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Ta'ala Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar. This person is free from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the worst sins, a two-faced person. For example, your wife in front of you, very sweet, making your khidmat, but when you're out of the house, she's entertaining other men. Who will tolerate this? We can't tolerate. Or the husband is very good to his wife, but in the quiet, he's got affairs with other women. Nobody can tolerate that. A munafiq in the hadith comes, when he goes to these people, he talks like them. He's with them. And when he goes to these people, he talks like them. And the worst punishment is mentioned for this munafiq. Inna al-munafiqeen fi darkil asfali minan nar. They will be right at the bottom pits of Jahannam. and that explanation comes, they will be in iron coffins that will have burned red hot, and they will be just lying down. They won't be able to move their heads. Their eyes also, like normally with our eyes, we can still look this side, that side. They won't be able, and they will be just burning in there, in that red hot iron. In another place, Allah explains the punishment of the people of Jahannam. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Their clothes will be made, will be tailored with the material, the fire of Jahannam. The clothes will be fire of Jahannam. And then, يُسْحَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي الْحَمِيمِ. Boiling water will be given to them. It will be poured on them, they will drink it. يُسْحَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. And by that, everything will melt inside. The intestines will melt. The kidneys will melt. Everything will melt with that hot water. So that will be the end. وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. And iron rods of fire, which have got hooks. They want to run out of Jahannam. They will be pulled back again. Come, suffer. And those people who did not believe, had doubts in Jahannam, it will be to هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. This is what you were promised. You were doubting it in dunya. You were denying it in dunya. Yeah, it is now. هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. You should lie about, you should say, nothing like Jahannam. It's just the dream stories, fairy tales, spook stories. Now, yeah, it is in front of Allah, save us all. On the other hand, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who did righteous, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Rivers that will be flowing between them. Fruit that will be, their clothes will be made of silk. The people of Jahannam, the clothes will be made of the fire of Jahannam. And yeah, their clothes will be made of silk. وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. In this world, they were guided to say the right words. They didn't say all wrong things. They didn't attack people for wrong things. They spoke the truth. They protected the deen of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَهُدُوا إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ. And they were guided to the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah make us amongst those people. So all this is very easy. So by reading 100 times a day durood, Allah will save us from hypocrisy. By the barakat of durood sharif, this hypocrisy which is so common amongst us, Allah will save us. Baratum min an-nar, we will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Today we can't take a matchstick flame, a cigarette lighter flame, forget that. We can't take just flies buzzing around by our ears, by the nose. We can't tolerate it. A mosquito bite we can't take. A wasp bite. A bee bite. We can't take that. Way with the fire of Jahannam. But by barakat of 100 times durood a day, which takes 2 minutes. Anyone can stand up here and tell me, I haven't got two minutes to read durood sharif. Just 2 minutes, comfortably you can read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times. Allah will save us from the fire. That means all those wrong actions we are doing, which take us to the fire of Jahannam, Allah will save us. We will just now, inshallah, discuss some of the wrong things which we are, unfortunately, so many of us are fully involved in those things. By reading 100 times durood a day, Allah fulfills 100 needs of ours. 70 of the akhirat, 30 of the dunya. How many things we just not getting it done in our business, at home, in our lives. Just read 100 times a day durood, and Allah will fulfill our needs. Allah takes over all those things. A person who reads 100 times durood, Allah gives him the position of a shaheed, which is a very high position. Much more higher than the ordinary Muslims, the high position of shahada. Like now we are sitting in the masjid, nobody is feeling hot, nobody is feeling cold. Inshallah, nobody got tension, nobody got fear of anyone. Comfortably, 2 minutes to read 100 times durood, and you get the position of a shaheed. And actually, where you become a shaheed? When you go on the battlefield for jihad, where there are bombs falling, mortars are exploding, gunfire from all sides. Your wife becomes a widow, your children becomes orphan. But this just 2 minutes, and in comfort, you're not going to sweat to do it. You not know hard labor. Just 2 minutes, 100 times durood, and you get the position of a shaheed on the day of Qiyam. And durood sharif is that ibadah, the only ibadah, which great, great ulama have discussed. We don't have to discuss it anymore. They have made the decision already. It's just for us to accept it. They have said that, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood sharif is 100 accepted by Allah. We all made our isha. We hope Allah will accept from us. Allah is most kind. We know what kind our namaz is. But Allah is most merciful. But we don't know if it is. Durood sharif, be sure, 100% it is accepted. And not only accepted, on which ibadat you read durood, it makes that ibadat also accepted. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, oh people, what your du'as, read durood sharif. Your du'as you make, they are mu'allak, they are suspended between the earth and the skies. They're not going up. But durood sharif takes it to acceptance by Allah ta'ala. Your namazes are suspended. Durood sharif accepted. Anything you read durood sharif is accepted, and it makes that ibadat accepted. So let us read 100 times durood, 2 minutes. Read it tonight. Read every day of the year. Every day read durood sharif. Then, for example, make tawbah istighfar. This is a night of tawbah. Bara'at, to get come clean of our gunas. Salvation. There is a time when Allah is giving amnesty. We are guilty. We are guilty of major sin. And this is a night of where Allah is giving amnesty. That whoever wants protection, freedom from guna, freedom from jahannam, I'm granting it. I promise it. So this is the night. And tawbah istighfar. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not punish even the non-believers as long as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. Now Nabi Ali Sallam is gone, he's not with us, but the other protection, aman, is still there. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as they make istighfar, Allah won't punish them. The kuffar of Makkah, they should make the waaf of Kaaba Sharif naked. What a big guna. And they should end worshipping the idols. But they used to say, Ghufranak, Ghufranak. So Allah didn't punish them. And Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, the kuffar also, if they ask for forgiveness, Allah won't punish them in this dunya. Akhirah they will get their punishment. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, so beautiful, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. When istighfar benefits the kuffar, the kafir, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. How won't it benefit the righteous believers if we make istighfar? A person who makes tawbah istighfar, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. That is abundantly. Lot we make tawbah istighfar, then جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَيْقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every hole which you are holed up, and you can't come out of it, there's no solution. By tawbah istighfar, Allah takes you out. Whatever difficulty you have got, finance, health, emotional, stress, whatever, just make tawbah istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَيْقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And every worry you got, Allah will take you out of that worry also. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him rosy from sources he cannot imagine. You don't have to open 2 shops to get more rosy. You don't have to have 2 jobs. You don't have to send your wife to go and work. You just make tawbah istighfar. Make shukr and see how much Allah will give you. So this is a great, great ibadah. So tawbah, and for this night is the night of bara'at. On this night Allah Ta'ala forgives and emancipates, takes out people from the fire of Jahannam. How many? So many. There was a tribe in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam known as Bani Kalb. And they were famous for the number of goats they had. Lot of goats, lot of goats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this night, Allah sets free from the fire of Jahannam as many, not as goats they got, but the fiber of the hair. Which computer today can count all that fiber on the of the hair of the goats? So many people, Allah said, beg Allah, Allah must make us amongst those people. So this is the night that Allah Ta'ala has given us for that. Then this is the night of reading third kalima. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these kalimat, they are called in the Quran Sharif, Baqiyatu Salihat. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابٌ وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. That the rewards of Baqiyat, very great. And if you have hope of anything, I made this investment, inshallah I will get this return. You make this, you build a house, I gave it for rent, now every month I'm going to get 10,000, 20,000. But 2 months and the tenant, he damaged your property, he didn't pay water and light, and you sitting now repairing, you're paying 50,000 for repairs now. Not that kind of hope. By Allah Ta'ala, full returns you will get. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنَّ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابٌ وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. And this Baqiyatu Salihat, the rewards are very great by Allah. And you're going to return to this Baqiyatu Salihat in the Akhirat. And that is the best thing to return to. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that this Baqiyatu Salihat, they are Muqaddimat. When you read them, in front of you they are gone by Allah Ta'ala. You are still here on this earth. They are gone in front of you by Allah Ta'ala. They are mu'aqibat. They protect you all around. You don't need a CCTV camera. Really, you don't need. You don't need bodyguards. You don't need security people. We need this kalima. If we read the third kalima, the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah give us iman on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They protect you, mu'aqibat. They are munjiyat. Whatever difficulties you fall into, they take you out. They are mujannibat. They save you from falling into difficulties. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. And they make tawaf around the arsh of Allah. We read it now. Let's all read. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. They are gone already. We still sitting here, Azadul Jami Masjid. But they are gone by the arsh of Allah. And they are making tawaf. And not only tawaf, lahunna dawiyun ka dawiyun nahal. They've got a buzzing sound like bees buzz. And what is that buzzing sound they are doing? Yudhakkirna bisahibihinna. Those who read them, they are praising those people by Allah Ta'ala. As they are making tawaf, they're not singing the praises of Allah. They are praising, oh, that man is very good. Those people there in Azadville, they read that. Everyone by his name, they are praising us by Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't you love Allah tuhibbuna? That you have something of yours by Allah who praises you. You are here. Even after you die, they will carry on praising you. Even when you are in Jannah, they will be around the earth and still praising you. So just make as much as we can. Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And there you have that. So what and what hasn't Allah Ta'ala given us? It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person will read 10 ayat. We will read it together just now. And the Sahaba, it was common among them. They say, we didn't know any wise, intelligent person who doesn't read the 10 ayat every night. Because the value is so great. What is the value of it? I'll explain that first. Then what are the 10 ayat? The first is, a person who reads this, shaitan doesn't come to him the whole day if he read in the morning. If he reads at night, shaitan doesn't come to him. Where he read it? You read it in your shop, you read it in your house, you read it in your car, shaitan doesn't come there. And where shaitan doesn't come, farishtas come. And they bring rahmat, they bring barakah, they bring protection. Shaitan brings problems. Shaitan makes husband and wife fight. Shaitan makes poverty come in the house. Shaitan brings sicknesses. So you are safe from that. The third thing, a person who reads this, Allah will save him from unpleasant conditions in his wealth and his family. He won't get news that my wealth, this deal went sour. That business, that shop of mine is burned down. Or in his family, this person fell very ill. That person, this, he won't get, the person who reads the 10 ayah. So much so, if these ayat are read on a mad person, he will come right also. Allah give us trust on there. We got everything, but we got yaqeen on doctors, medicines. We got yaqeen on the mad hospitals. We haven't got yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the student of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who narrates this, he says a person who reads it every night, he will never forget his Quran Sharif. Allah will make it, his Quran Sharif will be intact. What are the 10 ayat? Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, tell the surah. Lillahi ma'afis samawati wal ard, tell the end of the surah. 10 ayats. Read that. What are they? The first 5 ayats of Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. Ayatul Kursi Tal the Ruku is 3 ayats, is 8. Lillahi ma'afis samawati till the end. There are 2 ayats there, or in calculation it comes 3 ayats, but 10 ayats. Read it every night. And what great benefit. You won't get any unpleasant surprises with regard to your wealth, with regard to your family. Just read this. And to read this, maybe 2.5-3 minutes at the most. Allah give us tawfiq. These are a few do's. Then there are many, many more. Wonderful, easy things to do and get great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. But time is, we are limited with time. Then a few don'ts, which are also very important. For Shab-e-Barat also, and for Ramzan also. So one is, like this night, don't do. On the one side, the Salafis, they denied the virtues of this night. And of keeping Rosa tomorrow. The Barilwis, all Khurafat, Bid'at, Rusumat, in between do the things that we have to do, stay away from the wrong things. So this night, engage in the Ibadat of Allah Ta'ala as much as we can. And there are various forms, everyone for him. Going now, don't make this bayan the Ibadat of the night. This bayan is only like a Hidayati bayan. Like a Jamaat going out, they are given Hidayati Bayan. Now it doesn't mean after Yed Bayan, now we finish, we go home now. We're not going in Jamaat. No, do what you were told in that in Jamaat. So do what we are told now when we go home. Don't just go and sleep away now. And don't go on the cell phone. And don't waste our time with all other gossip and eating. We can't just stay away from our eating. So for this night, we're going to make some ibadat. Get up for Sehri. Get up 1 hour earlier. Make some ibadat that time. Some tahajjud, some dua. Make your sehri. And then you can take your rest. If you take it after Ishraq, even more better. Then take your rest after that. Go back to work. Do what you have to do. But do these few things and see. So about the don'ts of this night also, we mentioned a few. For Ramzan, a few don'ts. One is the spirit of Ramzan, which everyone knows and experience also, is Roza in the day, Taraweeh at night. Whoever does this, he gets the spirit, the feeling of Ramzan. Roza in the day and Taraweeh at night. So Rozas generally we all keep. But Taraweeh, what happens? We all look for the earliest Taraweeh and for the fastest Taraweeh and the shortest Taraweeh. If we can get 8 rakats, we'll go there. And if we're finishing it 1 night or 3 nights, we go there. After that, now the spirit is gone. If you finished your Taraweeh in 3 nights, and after that you're keeping Roza, but the spirit of Ramzan will go. You don't feel that Ramzan anymore. Ramzan, and Allah reward our ulama and pious, great ulama of the past, before all the masjid should finish 27 night Ramzan. They had to make a lot of effort, they had to hear a lot from the people. They now everywhere, general 29th night. So the whole Ramzan spirit is there. So keep our rozas, don't look for the earliest Taraweeh. Don't look for the fastest Taraweeh that you don't even know what they read. Ruku, Sajda, just fast, up, down, quickly. And everyone is proud. Oh, we finish by this time. That's not what is the object. Taraweeh is a ibadat. Do it properly. And 20 rakats Allah gave us, which means 40 sajdas. And the sajda is the most beloved, close position with Allah Ta'ala. Allah wants that love from our side. So He gave us, why cut it short? If you are having your first night, with your wife and you say, I can only give you 1 hour. Or she says, I'll give you only 1 hour. That whole night is too short for you. The whole honeymoon period is too short for you. You want it long. So the greatest enjoyment with Allah, why cut it short? That is one thing. Allah, give us tawfiq. The other thing is all our eating habits. Ramzan is not a month of feasting. It is a month of fasting. So what we do in Ramzan, we just change our times a little bit. And then we are eating more at Sehri time. And we tell our children and the family also, see, whole day you're not going to get few food. Eat more. And by iftari time, we forgot we covered up already till iftar. We say, whole day you are hungry, now eat more. So we are doubling our consumption. Iftari time we are eating, and our habit, when we opening roza, Maghrib Azan time, then we eat also full. After Maghrib, we're going to eat full again. After Isha, another meal again. Iftari, another meal. And then we complaining too much chest burn. I don't know what's wrong. You eating like a maid, the way you are eating, you're not going to get chest burns, heart burns, what you going to get? Hold, I got diarrhea. Hold, I'm sitting in the toilet. You're eating so much like a cow, just eating all the time. So don't control your eating. Our habit is such like we are going Umrah anywhere, and after breakfast we're leaving for the airport. We have a full breakfast. As soon as we sit in the car, we hardly out of the driveway, and the Tupperwares are out, samosas, pies. As if we just ate now, we just like living to eat. We must eat to live. Just eat so much that we can manage to live. But looks like we are living to eat. And Ramzan even more. We see our women folk already 1-2 months before. All the white meat and all the fillets they are getting. Because we now the freezers make place for the samosas and make place for the pie. Ramzan is preparation for ibadat of Allah. Not for eating. Ramzan is a month of fasting. Not the month of feasting. We eat also more quantity and we eat more rich food. Ramzan, roza, even if it wasn't as ibadah, you just keep roza, that is how that hunger system is. It's the best thing for your health. The best medicine you can get is roza. But we spoil it completely because we're eating so rich food. And then our iftari normally with the deep fries, with the samosas, the pies, and how lot benefit we got the whole day of staying hungry. We may do more harm to the body when we open our rosas with the deep fry. If we have to have our samosas and we have to have our pies, make your iftari with khajur and water. And after namaz, go and eat your pies and avoid it. It's harmful. But if you want to have it, don't have it when you open your rosa. Have that time khajur and zamzam. Only on that open your rosa, not all the other things. So one thing is our woman, at least Ramzan, give them freedom from the kitchen. But now we put them more in the kitchen because we are demanding this. Today you must make this, you must make that. From work we are phoning them. Don't forget, you must make this also for me. I'm listening too much for this yet. You must make this also. Just all the time we're revolving around food all the time. And the woman also enjoy it. Now all their laptops are open and they're looking for recipes on this website and that website and all funny things they are making. And when it comes, you don't even know what it is. What it looks like, a cockroach or it looks like a small rat or something, but some funny kind of things they made there. Eh? So avoid, don't go too much all in. And the worst is, which now is coming more and more in South Africa also, imported from other countries, Maghrib iftari dawats. And worse, at home also don't make any iftari dawat. Just eat your house people, your house food quickly and get busy with ibadah. But iftari dawat, and worse in restaurants now. Sehri dawat in the restaurants. A whole family and one country, one of our students, he explained, Maghrib time in his country, Malaysia, he says not a single person was coming for Maghrib namaz. 3, 4 months, 6 months before, all the restaurants are booked up. All iftari dawats there. He say he made effort now, at least some people are coming for Maghrib namaz. Otherwise, not a single. Now, what kind of Ramzan is that? Hey, we're making all that restaurants happy and making them rich all day. And what kind of food they are giving there? The worst type of food. I repeat, the worst type of food they are giving there, dirty food. There is not the time to go in the details, but really you will be shocked, you won't accept. Let me just at least give one example. In Sandton, there was a restaurant which was patronized more by white people, non-Muslims. And they were caught on TV, and then the waiters were interviewed by radio. And they were what were they caught on CCTV? That on the when they prepared those burgers, then they'll take out their gill. They take it out and they spit on them. And they spread it out. And those customers come, and when they, what a burger. Whatever it is. And then they ask them, why you people did this? They say, before 94, the whites, what they made, zulm on us. We are thinking it out in this way on them. And we also, what we are eating also in all is very similar. And we so happy that we are eating, mashallah, this burger here and that, all the funny things what they do, stay away from all that. Completely stay away from all that. So our food and this da'wah, just eat at home, prepare something, Ramzan, all right, no problem. You have little bit extra in that, but the object is not food. So our tarawih, we keep it in order. Then another terrible thing that is happening now, already one person phoned me from another town, and he said, please, ulama, speak on this. The people, they have booked up for, paddle tennis for Ramzan, for the games at night. And especially those people who finish their tarawih in three nights, five nights, they're not going in Jamaat. We had to go paddle Jamaat, which Mona Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali taught us. Now we're going paddle tennis, what the jutlas are getting us involved in. And what is it arranged? When you go there, they make sure there are boys and girls, and you are paired up there. Now in Ramzan, you're falling in all that fitna. If a boy and a girl meet, and in this kind of environment, if there isn't fitna that follows, what will happen? You're going to go there and talk about reading Surah Yasin and reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda. What's going to happen there? Please be careful. Ramzan doesn't come all the time. Shab-e-Barat is one night in the year. Ramzan, our 29, 30 nights. Don't waste it. It's a time to earn greatly. Shaitan works to destroy us completely. Then there are many other things. Then the shopping spree towards the end. Last 10 days are time to intensify our ibadah. Now many women don't keep roza. We have to go shopping tomorrow. So last 10 days, which is a time for more ibadah, they don't keep roza, shopping all day now in the shopping places. All this kind of things, let us be very careful. There are more things also, but at least try and get some idea. So this night is a great night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا. In the night, make the ibadah. وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. Just as Ramzan, Roza and Tarawih go together. One of the two is not there, the spirit is not there. This Laylatul Barat, the night's ibadah and the day's Roza go together. If you don't do one of the two, you won't get the spirit of this great Shab-e-Barat. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was asked that you keep so many rozas in Shaban. Some riwayat, the whole of Shaban. He said, this is the month between Rajab and Ramadan, which people are unmindful of the value of this night. So this is the night that our actions are presented by Allah. Then as the actions are, according to that, decisions are made for the new year. This person must get so much rosy, this person must get sickness, this person must get health, this person is going to get married, this person is going to die. All those, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my desire is, when my amal are presented and decisions are made for me, I must be fasting. And the height of this is the 15th of Shaban. On this, so this night is the main night that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have made ibadat and kept roza. This is the main time for all this decision. So keep the, it's impossible that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept the whole month roza for this decision making time. And when the decision making time comes, he doesn't keep roza. And also the 3 days of roza, ayyam-e-bir, 13, 14th and 15th of the Islamic month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged it so much. It's impossible that Shaban, he said, no, Roza 15. The whole year you must keep Roza 13, 14, 15 and Shaban no Roza. Logically also, aqlan, naqlan, it is proven we should keep this Roza. And it has got great merit and great value. Don't deprive ourselves and don't listen to the whisperings of Shaitan. Shaitan, he doesn't want us to make amal. So he puts doubt in us. And we got just that, yeah, the ulama also say you mustn't keep Roza. No, we must keep our Roza. Great, great. All our ulama kept Roza. They observed the night of Shabi Barat. They made the ibadat at night. They kept their Rozas during the day. So let us devote ourselves to the ibadat. And we all want good decisions for the new year. Who wants to be in financial constraints? Who wants to have health problems? Who wants to have domestic problems? We want goodness. This is the time it's being decided. So make our ibadat beg of Allah Ta'ala and keep the roza and then get it from Allah. Allah wants to give. This is a night from Maghrib that Allah Himself is making announcement. Is there anyone who's asking me for rozi that I can give him rozi? Is anyone asking me for good health so I can give him good health? This is the occasion. Now don't just go and sleep away. While driving home also make du'as. At home also, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, make some ibadat. Turn to Allah Ta'ala and try and get up half an hour before Isri. Make Isri, get up half an hour. Those who say don't keep roza, so no one gets up for Isri. Tahajjud also is gone. If there is no Isri, we will get up for Isri to eat. We won't get up to make tahajjud. But with Isri, we can make our tahajjud also. Half an hour, 1 hour, make tahajjud also. And take all, Allah is giving, and all the stops when Subah Sadiq takes place. Then finish. Till then we have got this whole night, we got the opportunity. Sleep also, nobody says don't sleep also, but keep time for ibadat also. Allah give us tawfiq of appreciating our whole life. Islam is not of big nights only. Every night is a big night. And every night is to make ibadat of Allah. Let us make this the basis that every night we make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And bayan also is not only for this one night. Every night, mashallah, our Jamaat brothers make their ta'lim every night. Like that, more also, lot is required. We don't just say that every night I eat, now I'm not going to eat anymore. No, we still eat every night. We don't say every night I sleep, now I'm not going to sleep anymore. So for ibadat, why we say one night is too much? Now I'm not going to make ibadat anymore. No, every night make ibadat. Every night make ta'aleem. Listen to bayan. Go for bayan and refresh ourselves. May Allah guide us all to righteousness and to the best, inshallah. And whatever the ibadat, and also one thing, this is the night when Allah does not forgive certain types of people. Which is also common knowledge, people know, a mushrik, for example, a person addicted to wine, for example, a person who wears his clothes below his ankle, that person also, a person who has malice for other people, he dislikes other people on basis of dunya. For deen's sake, if you dislike somebody, he's doing wrong, he's teaching and giving the wrong teachings, that is 100% that is required. But for dunya's purposes, and to have malice for the people, the ulama haq. And to a person, today very common also, we make badduas. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that the baddua, if it falls on our children, we suffer the consequences. And who we make baddua for, if it doesn't fall on him, it rebounces and come on us. If we think somebody has done wrong, and we make baddua for that person, and that person is not like that by Allah, we don't know. Then that badwa comes back and falls on us. So what matters of our family, especially the ulama, etc., we must be very careful what we say and what we do. Allah guide us all to righteousness, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, kama anta ahlu. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. لا إله إلا الله العليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا أديته، ولا مرضا إلا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا غفرته ورحمته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا جاهلا إلا علمته، ولا مسافرا إلا بلغته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاحا إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخافك فينا. يا الله ہم سب کی سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ یہ مبارک اوقات کی قدر کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ یہ مبارک رات جس میں ہمارے اعمال پیش ہوتے ہیں اور آپ کے طرف سے فیصلے ہوتے ہیں، ہمارے لیے خیر کے فیصلے فرما. ہمارے سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے لیے خیر کے فیصلے فرما. فلسطین والوں کے لیے، یا اللہ سودان اور صومالیہ والوں کے لیے، شام اور ہرات والوں کے لیے، پوری دنیا کے مسلمانوں کے لیے خیر کے فیصلے فرما. اللہم انی اعوذ بعفوک من عقابک، واعوذ برضاک من سخطک، واعوذ بک منک جل وجہک. لا نحصی ثناء علیک، انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. يا الله فلسطين کے مسلمانوں کی پوری پوری حفاظت فرما. يا الله ہر خیر نصیب فرما، ہر شر سے پوری حفاظت فرما. يا الله یہ مبارک رات کی قدر عطا فرما. يا الله گناہوں سے پاک صاف ہونا نصیب فرما، رمضان مبارک کی قدر نصیب فرما، بالکل شروع سے آخر تک. يا الله ہمارے سب آخرت کی تیاری کی سعادت نصیب فرما. غفلت کی زندگی سے ہمیں بچائیو. یا اللہ گناہوں سے ہمیں بچائیو. یا اللہ یہود جو ہماری دشمن ہے، اور یا اللہ جو ہمارے لیے بری بری تدبیریں کرتے ہیں، آپ ہی ہماری حفاظت کرنے والے ہیں. ہم سب کی پوری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب کو ہر خیر نصیب فرما، ہر شر سے ہم سب کی پوری حفاظت فرما. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا
لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.